Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Todd Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Cohn. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cohn. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Armstrong. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Armstrong. And now, play ball. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Larkin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Cohn covering, for the out. Larkin moves to third. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Benzinger strikes out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone bunts towards first. Benzinger scoops it up and throws to first, with Duncan covering, for the out. Hundley moves to second. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Magadan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hundley moves to third. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Reed and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hundley scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed strikes out. One out. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Armstrong strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Boston reaches second base with a double. McReynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Mets. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Scott Scudder now pitching. David Cone is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cone is 0-for-0 in the game. Cone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Benzinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Magadan moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a pop-up towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive towards the mound. The ball bounces off Scudder, and towards Larkin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Scott Scudder. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winningham strikes out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Burtz is now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Magadan moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground, foul, towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. Magadan moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds is walked intentionally. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Benzinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston who is chasing the ball. Duncan reaches third base with a triple. Sabo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Mets. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 3 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn bunts towards the mound. Burtz's fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hundley scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey pinch hits for Tim Burtzes. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Hatcher moves to third. Larkin moves to second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. John Franco now pitching. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Dibble now pitching. Ken Griffey now playing first base. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McReynolds strikes out. There goes Strawberry. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-4 in the game. Elster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Joe Oliver pinch hits for Jeff Reed. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Duncan scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Glenn Braggs pinch hits for Ken Griffey. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. It's 6-3, Mets. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Neill is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.